Unit 20, Financial Systems. The world economy is based around the United States dollar. World financial systems both cooperate and compete to keep the global economy stable and effective in maintaining civilization as we know it today. In our current era, the U.S. economy is at a major crossroad since it has begun to decline. In comparison, countries with higher regulation of their economy, like China, have started to fill the void that the U.S. has left. This could serve to destabilize, or at least realign the global economy as we know it forever. The problem for the U.S. appears to be the allocation of the country's major resources and funds. Involved in two major wars, they have been unable to focus on domestic issues such as healthcare, education, and the housing market, which caused a collapse of their stock exchange. Further, when the stock exchange began to fall, the confidence of the American civilization also fell, causing many of them to withdraw funds from the market, thus making the situation far worse than it already was. And unemployment rose throughout the country due to mass layoffs, especially in the automobile industry. Consumers had less money to spend on commodities they usually would have purchased. This in turn led to corporations' net value to decrease at an exponential rate, and many of them asked for help from the federal government. These corporations desperately needed a bailout from the government so that they could reduce their loans and make an effort to restart their businesses. The government, in turn, had to make a decision of whether or not to bail out the corporation and banks at the expense of cutting subsidies to farmers. As the corporation sat waiting and stocks continued to fall, inflation began as the price of goods and services rapidly increased. The average per capita income of the country began to fall off as well, since over 10% of the country were now unemployed and without an adequate source of income. Many people began selling off their equity so that they could maintain a reasonable standard of living. They figured that tangible objects like food and water were now much more important than stocks and bonds that no longer carried any value to them.